Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, what else does he talk about?
Well, this next question is being asked is, does God exist in the universe, or does God, or does the universe exist in God?
So this is actually 11-year-old college graduate.
This is what he's thinking of. He's not thinking about games. He's not thinking about.
Does God exist in the universe, or does the universe exist in God?
William Malice.
The universe exists in God because God is outside of time and space. Otherwise, how would he have created the universe? Because sometimes we try to put universal laws and our logic and reason when we're imperfect, and we try to put that on God when he's outside of the universe, and so universal laws don't apply to him. And trying to put our universal laws on God is like trying to make God an image and likeness of us, which is egocentric and exclusive.
Egocentric and exclusive. God does not exist in time. He exists outside of time. And that's how God can be omnipotent, omnipresent, because our existence, there was a created point and there was a point, you know, on both ends of that, a spectrum right. that we exist, and that God's totally outside of that.
Beautiful. Isn't
it? God wanted a relationship with us, and he created a universe. He created earth and he created man, and he wanted to give us free will to be able to choose what this young man's choosing. Like, he exists, and yeah. I want to have a relationship with him. I want to prove it.
And yeah. God lives outside of our understanding yes. and our natural laws. He lives outside of that.
So which is encouraging to me.
Oh, very.
I mean, if I haven't talked to anybody yet that I want to live within their mind.
Hello.
Right?
And if you can explain yeah. God in our pea-sized brain, or at least right. my pea-sized brain, that's mm-hmm. not a God I want to serve.
You know? No, absolutely not.
So he's asked, William's asked,
this college graduate, 11 years old.
College graduate. Soon going to, you know, he's pursuing his doctorate.
PhD, okay.
But what should be done for children his age in terms to prepare them for astrophysics and science in relation to their faith? How should, you know, children be prepared?
It's called the STEM, right? The science, technology, it's ST. Well, we have to ask him.
Let's join William now.
Yeah.
Teach them about the faith and how science and theology don't have to be separate in nature. They were designed to be together. God created science. So why in our modern day and age are they so separate? What I would do is like teach children about their faith and how science and their faith should be together. Not separate.
Can you imagine trying to exclude oxygen when you're talking about God? You know, you try to exclude man when you're talking about God. You're trying to exclude part of his creation. And science is actually the study of God's creation.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.